Ballad of the Angel Fish by George E. Merrick. Says Uncle Simon Pinder, the only fish that used to be within the seas of Florida were angel fish. They were all women fishes, too. And angel lives those fishes spent in our rich seas above the coral floor. Not one e'er knew what sorrow meant. They swam about on angel fins, sparkling, gauzy, fairy fins, that brightly glistened above that coral floor, and all was one fish harmony. 'Tis true, each had of fins, another plainer, uglier set, that grew somewhere beneath those sparkling, gauzy, fairy fins. Those other fins were but for use in case a fish should ever choose to leave its happy angel home above that coral floor. And there was law that no fish knew that ere, if they should choose to cruise, those fairy sparkling fins should all be left down deep upon the coral floor. And this was law that no fish knew, because no fish yet had thought to do aught else but swim on angel fin or gleaming, glistening coral floor. Once they met to have a grand to-do, and after they had played high spy and then a few like trials of swimming skill, a thin old scraggly angel fish, she had a bill that all but joined her chin, she raised one scrawny fin and shrilled, "Us women fish, we've lived this sea for nigh a million century, and just to think that yet have we never tried to find some better sea, some better, broader, richer sea that waits our finny grasp." At this deep thought, this deep, deep thought, 50 fathoms deep or more, those erstwhile angelic women fish gave all an awful gasp. Their angel fins with one unclap they threw down on the coral floor. As one mighty chattering pour, they rushed away from Florida to find that sea, that better, broader, richer sea. Their angel fins they all did leave down deep upon the coral floor. Those pretty, sparkling angel fins that ne'er had led them into sins, those lovely, glistening, gauzy fins on which they could but joy receive, their angel fins they all did leave down deep upon the coral floor along the coast of Florida. If ever those poor fishes found a flow of richer, deeper, fairer sea, I cannot tell, but I know well that, as in the sea do fish lives go, it was no lengthy spell before, along the coast of Florida, those fishes gan to homeward flow. But ah, the change! Where all had angel fins been, as though by touch of magic sin, 'twas but the touch of ocean strange, those fishes once of angel fin, came now so sad with gills sagged low, came twisting back so mournful, slow, or each sick head regretful glow for the fin that might have been. For it is sad, but it is true, that old fair fin might still have been their dear prized fin but for their sin. But now no more, no, never more, will angel fishes find their fins, those precious sparkling angel fins that they did cast on coral floor. For when each came and searched around, no trace of fins could then be found, no trace of those fair angel fins. They searched for days, but ne'er a trace of glowing, sparkling angel fins. They searched for years in bitter tears of fishly woe, but I do know that to this day they have no more found slightest trace of fairy fins, of richly shining fairy fins they once did leave upon the coral floor. And that is why off Florida the fishes ne'er will leave its sea. They each do hope to find once more their angel fins on coral floor. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.